Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling to conduct an opinion survey about issues and elections in your area of Fresno County. We would like to include your opinion. First of all, may I please speak with Jimmy Lyles?
No such person.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
And as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Almost certain.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for that office?
Yes.
Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
We'll be voting.
Okay, and can you please tell me in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1960.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
Yes.
And is that you are a household member?
Me.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? In general, wrong track. And now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County, and please just tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The first one is jobs and wages. The next one, homelessness, public safety and crime, water policy, housing affordability, parental rights in education, inflation and cost of living, or public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Which is the one most important?
Safety and homelessness.
Okay. And now I'm going to review the names of some public figures, and I would like to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have an opinion or have never heard of that person, just let me know, okay?
Yes.
The first one is Steve Brandao. Do you recognize the name, Steve Brandao?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The next one, Paul Dictos. How would you rate Paul Dictos?
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
The next one, Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden?
Unfavorable. Somewhat.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable, okay. And the next one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Gary Bredefeld.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And the last one, Gavin Newsom. How would you rate Gavin Newsom?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisor in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder, Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member, Bryce Herrera, and Steve Brandao, County Supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictos, Dion, okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Paul Dictos, CPA Assessor Recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very, very.
And now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was the last one?
Poor. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? The job Gary Bredefeld is doing as Fresno City Council member.
What's the middle one?
I just have excellent, good, just, fair, or poor.
Okay. Just fair.
Just fair. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some description of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, please just tell me if you will be more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. The first one is a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. After hearing that, much more likely to vote for that kind of candidate, somewhat more likely or somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who is 18 years old. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Extremely likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulation and lower business taxes.
Somewhat unlikely.
A candidate who is Democrat?
Neither.
Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works and as medical
neither.
Professional at the Fresno VA.
No?
No opinion?
No opinion. No, somewhat
okay.
Unlikely.
Or somewhat unlikely, okay? And the last two, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Much more likely, somewhat more, or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. And the last one, a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Extremely unlikely.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all you will vote for that candidate. And the first one is Paul Dictos. Currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Now, after hearing that information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Small chance.
And the next one is Steve Brandau, currently serves as county supervisor, where he has support local businesses, cut red tape, lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say that is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
Small chance.
Small chance. And the last one, Gary Bradefeld, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bradefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, will you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance? You will vote
no
for
chance.
Gary Bradefeld. No chance at all. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and you have to choose between the candidates Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Dionne Bourdais, Gary Bradefeld, businessman and City Council member, Brad Herrera, and Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and businessman, for whom will you vote? If the elections were held today?
Dictos.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Right now, I'm contemplating. So.
But which party do you lean toward at this time?
Democrat.
Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Somewhat not
very strong. And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Extremely conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye.